lasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained and decreed, and gave death and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam to all of you, and thank you very much for choosing this program, today's special from Iran Radio, to listen to on Tuesday, 17th of Jamadil Awal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Aban, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of November, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
As usual, we open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter An-Naba, verses 6 to 13.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam naj'alil arda mihada.
Have we not made the earth a resting place?
وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا
And the mountains as stakes.
وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا
And we created you in pairs.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا
And made your sleep a means for rest.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا
And made the night as clothing.
وجعلنا النهار معاشا
and made the day for livelihood
وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا
and constructed above you seven strong heavens
وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا
and made therein a burning lamp
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The term azwaj is the plural form of the term zauj, which means mate, companion, a couple, and gender, husband or wife, from which not only is a man created and through which his generation survives, but also his spouse is counted as the reason for his spiritual tranquility. In other words, the genders, masculine and feminine, are the complement of each other, then they become complete and this makes them a whole. Since the term azwaj also means kinds, species, and classes, some commentators have rendered it to mean the variations in men from the point of color, race, language, different spiritual levels and talents, which are signs of Allah's greatness and the cause of perfection in societies. Topic of this episode is family in socialization. In Islam, family holds a central position and is regarded as the cornerstone of society. The family unit plays a vital role in nurturing individuals with strong moral values and guiding them on the path of righteousness. Islam recognizes the family as the fundamental building block of society. The marital bond between husband and wife is seen as the foundation upon which a strong family is built. It is through this bond that children are raised with love, care, and a sense of responsibility.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about socialization in the society and socialization in the family life. The other causes of solitary is that the golden advice of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam to gain a healthy social relationship. What does Imam alayhi salam says? Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, Muhammad ibn Muslim came to Imam Zain al-Abidin, his father. While he was sad and grieved, Imam Zain al-Abidin asked him, Why are you grieved? He said, O son of the Prophet, distress and grievances always fall upon me, as I have always been afflicted by them, from those who are jealous and greedy of blessings that I enjoy, and from those that I have hope on them and have been kind to them, but they disappoint me. Imam Zain al-Abidin said to him, Guard your tongue, you will owe by it to your friends. Zuhri said, or that companion of Imam who was actually explaining this situation to Imam said, O son of the Prophet, I'm kind to them with my tongue. The Imam said, How impossible. Don't ever be proud of yourself. And don't you ever say something that people's hearts reject, even if you have justification for it. O Zuhri, whoever his intellect is not the best in him, his perishing will be the easiest in him. You must consider the Muslims your family. Then whoever is older than you, consider him as a father or mother. Or whoever is younger than you, think of him as a son or a daughter. And whoever is of your age, position him or her as a brother or sister. Then which of them would you like to be unfair to? And which one of them would you like to defame?
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part, we open objectives and functions. So we reach to socialization and value orientation. The function of childbearing remains incomplete without its more crucial part of child rearing and upbringing, their education, orientation, character building, and gradual initiation into religion and culture. It is because of this aspect that family care becomes a full-time job. No other institution or even a number of institutions can take care of this function. To be conscious of duty to the ties of the womb is an all-embracing demand, includes obligations towards the wife, the child, and other relations. And take care of what is for you in Surah Al-Baqarah also refers to the same function. One is enjoined to take care of oneself and the members of the family. Allah says, O you who believe, says the Quran, strive to protect yourselves and your wives and children from fire. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. It's nice and interesting that when we speak about the family, we quote some statements of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Siddiqa Mustafavi, Imam's daughter, said, Imam was very attached to his wife and had special respect for her, so much so that he placed his wife on one side and his children on the other. I remember that once my mother had gone on a journey and Imam was missing her very much. When he would frown, we would jokingly say to him, when Khanum, the lady, is here, Imam laughs, and when she is not here, Imam is upset and frowns. In short, however, much we teased Imam. He would not stop frowning. Finally, I said, blessed is Khanum, the lady, that you like her so much. He said, blessed am I that I have such a wife. No one else had sacrificed as much in life as she has. If you too would be like Khanum, the lady, your husband would also like you this much.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about socialization in the society and socialization in the family life. If the Satan, may the curse of Allah be on him, allure you that you are better than other Muslims, then whoever is older than you, say to yourself, he exceeds me in faith and righteous deeds, thus he is better than me. And if he is of your age, then say to yourself, I'm sure about my sins, but doubt his. then why should I leave my certainty to my doubt? Moreover, if you see that Muslims admire and honor you, then say to yourself, this is a virtue that they enjoy. And if you experience any aversion and resentment from them, then say to yourself, this is due to the sins that I have committed. If you follow what I have told you, then the Almighty Allah will ease your life, multiply your friendship, multiply your friends, reduce your foes, and you will be pleased when they are kind to you, but will not feel sorry from the resentment. Be aware that the most honorable person to people is the one whose benefits shower on them, yet he is modest and needless of them. And the most honorable person after him is the one who is modest, although he may need them. For people of this world love their wealth, thus they love whoever is not competing them in what they love, and whoever does not compete them and let them enjoy part of their wealth, part of their wealth, they will honor and respect them.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Dear listeners, when Lady Fatima salamullah alayha stood by the grave of her uncle, as it is in the narration, her uncle Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. You know, Hamza was a great figure in the early days of Islam, a great supporter to the Holy Prophet. As she stood by that grave, a man approached her and asked a question. In her response, she passionately stated, "By Allah, if they had left the truth with its rightful people and followed the lineage of their prophet, there would not have been two different opinions about Allah the Almighty. No two people would have, you know, disagreed about, you know, Allah, had different ideas about who Allah is, what are his attributes, and anything about religion. So why? Because if they had followed the rightful people, the righteous people, the true successors of the Holy Prophets, no two people would have had like kind of big gap, big difference in their religions. So let's unpack the significance of this powerful declaration. First, Lady Fatima's assertion underscores her profound understanding of leadership and authority in Islam. When she speaks of the rightful people, she emphasizes that the importance of returning to the rightful successors of the Prophet Muhammad, which she believes are the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, of course. So her statement also highlights the division and conflict that arose within the Muslim community after the Prophet's passing. Lady Fatima is drawing attention to the fact that if the Muslim community had adhered to the teachings of the Prophet and recognized the rightful authority of his family, unity would have prevailed. This reminds us of the famous, very, you know, successively narrated hadith of Thaqalain, which no one can deny, in which the Holy Prophet says that you should follow the Holy Book of Allah, Quran, and also my Ahlul Bayt, Lady Fatima, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the Imams of the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So if the people had followed them both, according to the Holy Prophet, they would have not gone astray. And one of the, you know, one piece of evidence that can show us that some people have at least have gone astray is because is that we see today that Muslims are, in different paths. Anyway, the phrase "there would not have been two different opinions about Allah" reveals the depth of her concern. It speaks to the need for a unified understanding of faith. So inshallah, dear brothers and sisters, we would have an insight in the history of Islam and would be like, as she says, would not oppress the Ahlul Bayt and be their true followers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن الإسلام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio all over the world, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will be practicing Ayah 23 of Surah
Yunus
on page 211. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you're listening to us right now, turn to page 211 of the Quran Kareem, Surah Yunus, Ayah 23. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah, then inshallah we'll come and practice it.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. جاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 23 of Surah Yunus, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق. But when he delivers them, when Allah Almighty, in the previous ayah we're talking about people who were hit by a storm, first of all by a favorable wind, and they were enjoying, not remembering Allah Almighty, just busy with their own business, and as soon as a storm hit them, they will be
remembering
God. They will be asking Allah, oh Allah, save us please. If you save us, if you deliver us from this storm, لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُنَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Right?
Yes.
So, okay. Allah Almighty saves them, delivers them. Let's see, will they keep their words or no? فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. But when he delivers, when Allah Almighty delivers them and saves them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Behold, remember, they commit violations on the earth unjustly. Okay? بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They will be corrupting the world. They will be causing a lot of corruptions on the earth. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah Almighty talks to us. Allah Almighty does not say, Ya, O Muslims. Ya ayyuhan nas, to all of us, because He's the Lord of all of us, mankind. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Our God, Allah, is not only the God of Muslims. Alright? It's the God of everyone. Everyone. All mankind. Innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Your violations are only to your own self. It means if you are causing any corruption, don't think like your corruption hits me. Your corruption hits yourself. All right?
Yes. Yeah.
If you commit sins, you think by committing sins you harm me, God. Don't think that way. It's not that way. It just harms yourself. Our sins do not hit Allah Almighty. The same as our prayers do not benefit Allah Almighty. Okay? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the wares of the life of this world. مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ. You have like 60 years, 70 years living in this world. Don't forget your future, your eternal life. Your marji', the place that you will return, is with us. You will return to us. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا, towards us, is your return. إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ, then to us will be your return. فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ, whereat we will inform you, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, concerning what you used to do. So, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, and learn more. Ali Nasir, would you please recite ayah 23rd of Surah Yunus?
Yes.
Inshallah, we'll be practicing the tajweed points. Everyone, let's listen to Ali Nasir once.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أحسنتم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما شاء الله.
فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق.
أحسنتم.
يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم.
الله الله ما شاء الله.
متاع الحياة الدنيا.
أحسنتم.
ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
أحسنتم. All the tajweed points were applied. ما شاء الله. Let's recite a salawat for him.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
الله bless you, Ali Nasir. That was very good. That was very good, mashallah.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Let's pinpoint some points here. Some tajweed points. Falamma. Make sure whenever the letter mim has a
shadda.
And also the letter noon, which has a shadda sign.
Yeah.
Two things you should remember. Number one?
Nasal sound.
Nasal sound. Nasal sound. Second thing?
Extended for two counts.
Extension for two beats. Thumma inna. Okay, remember this. Next point here. Anjahum. How do you read it, Masum? Falamma.
أنجاهم.
أنجاهم. You hide the sound of noon. Good job. Next one. إذا هم يبغون. حسن. How do you read it?
يبغون.
يبغون. You echo the sound of
ب.
ب. في الأرض بغير الحق. Who can tell me what type of قلقلة is this? What level of قلقلة is this? بغير الحق. Three levels of قلقلة we had. Weak, normal, and
strong.
Strong. Which one?
This is strong one.
Strong one. Okay. Whenever the ayah ends, or the you're just at the end, you just make a pause on the word, and the word ends with شَدَّة. Especially this word ends with a heavy letter also. بغير الحق. This is strong qalqala. Okay? If the qalqala letter or the qutb jad letter appears in the middle, alright? In the middle, it's weak qalqala. But if it's it occurs at the end without shadda, it's normal qalqala. Okay?
Yes. Remember.
So, next one. Tell us, Hassan, what is the
qila sign. Tell us.
Qila says us it's better to stop here.
Qila tells us it's better to make a pause here.
Yes.
But still,
you can continue.
You can continue if you want. Good job. Ya ayyuha an-nas innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Anfusikum.
Ikhfa.
Darul ikhfa. What about sila? Sila is opposite to qila, right, Hassan?
Yes.
So what does it say?
It says it's better to continue.
Better to continue reading, but if you made a pause?
No problem.
No problem. So متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم فننبئكم here إخفاء. I was really listening carefully to Ali Nasir that is he going to apply this rule or no? He did so very well, perfectly. فننبئكم بما بما كنتم تعملون. That's it. I will recite this ayah. Let's repeat after me, okay? Ready, everyone?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق
فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق
غير Hussein, make sure غيري, okay? Say it غاغاي بغير الحق
يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم
يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم
متاع الحياة الدنيا
متاع الحياة الدنيا
ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today, for this session. Inshallah, stay with IRB English Radio for the next coming sessions. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Masoom. Inshallah, we hope we should have you for the next sessions as well. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Corporations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان
حبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In today's program, we will listen to a commentary of Ziyara al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
On that morn before the world was born, in the slowly world I hear that music near and far. Did we the cadence of divine music hear? Did we the cadence of
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the Ever Merciful. All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the best and the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and his pure and infallible progeny and household, especially his last successor, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon you and with you, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the Ocean of Dua, and I am Abdul Raza Bahrani. Insha'Allah, I will explain and interpret the passages and sentences of Ziyarat al-Yasin in this series of lectures. Now, let's listen to some passages of this Ziyarat.
The Ziyarat of al-Yasin.
Antumul awwal wal akhir, wa anna raj'atakum haqqun la rayba fiha. Yawma la yanfa'u nafsan imanuha lam takun amanat min qabl aw kasabat fi imanuha khayra.
You all are the first and the last, and I bear witness that your promised return is undoubtedly true, on the day when its belief avails not a soul which theretofore believed not, nor in its belief earned good by works.
We continue Ziyarat al-Yasin, and after salutations and after a group of testimonies, we continue our testimony. And we testify that the return of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is true, and there is no doubt in that. And it happens on a day that the faith of him who has not attained faith before does not benefit him. And that day is the day of Raj'ah. We said that the reason does not deny the possibility of Raj'ah. Then we mentioned that there are different verses, various verses in the Holy Quran that they talk about the Raj'ah. Either they give us some examples of the raj'a that has happened before during the history, ever since the dawn of history up to now. For example, the story of Uzair that I mentioned, that Uzair died for 100 years and then he was given life back by Allah the Almighty, and so he could see the way that the dead people are resurrected. And there are some other verses, like verse 83 of chapter Naml, in which God the Almighty says that on a special day he will bring back and resurrect some people from every group. And we mentioned that this is not about hereafter, because whenever Allah the Almighty in the Holy Quran talks about the hereafter, he says that we resurrect the people, all the people, because resurrection day and the hereafter is a day that all the people are going to be punished or rewarded by Allah the Almighty because of the their own acts and deeds. But a day that just a group of the people will come back, this is the day of Raj'a. And when we refer to the narrations and riwayat, we find many riwayah in this regard. For example, we see that Muhaddith Jazairi and Hurra Amili, they have mentioned around 600 hadith in this regard. And Allama Majlisi says that the narrations of Raj'a, they are mutawatir. They are a lot and repeated by different and multiple chain of narrators. And when we refer to the du'as, we find that many of the du'as also, in more than 100 du'as and supplications, we see that the event and incident of Raj'a and return is mentioned. From among them, for example, is Dua Ahd.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. How to pray for the faraj or the relief. Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif to his second representative, Muhammad bin Uthman rahmatullahi alayh, addressing the Shias, says, pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief. One who is disturbed, distressed, and heartbroken due to the separation from the Imam, the prayers of such a person, they have two effects. Either the Imam's arrival will be hastened, or the afflictions, the problems, and the distresses of the person praying for the relief of the Imam, they will be removed. As a result, he will be eased, he will be pleased, and will be comforted. In either cases, as Imam al-Asr ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has said, وَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَى لِتَعْجِيلِ الْفَرَجِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ فَرَجْكُمْ. Pray a lot for the relief, as indeed it is your relief.
Allahumma kun li waliyika hujjat ibn al-Hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا
The Ocean of Dua, Commentary of Ziyara Al-Yasin by Sheikh Abdul Raza Bahrani, a graduate of the Hauza Seminary of Qom.
Imam Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, says that whoever recites Dua Ahd, the supplication of covenant, which is related about to Imam Mahdi, and we promise Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to support him, and we make a covenant with Imam Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about this dua that whoever recites this dua 40 mornings, he will be present and at the time of Imam Mahdi. And if he dies before dhuhur and reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when Imam is back and reappears, God the Almighty will bring these people back to life to be at the presence of Imam of the time. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Or for example, in the supplication which is recited on the day of on the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the letter of Imam Hassan Askari to Qasim ibn Ala, there's a dua which is about the birthday of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Although the word raj'ah is not used there, but the concept and the notion is mentioned there. Or dua of dahw al-ard, or dua that Imam Rida alayhi salam tells and teaches to Yunus ibn Abd al-Rahman, and told him that God the All, in this dua you ask Allah the Almighty to strengthen the power of Imams alayhi salam who come after Imam Mahdi to this world. So the return and the raj'ah is something that it is mentioned in many of the verses, narrations, and du'as and supplications. So this is something accepted by the Shia, and all the Shia believe that this is a belief that we all need to have regarding the return of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the people who come back to the world. There are different riwayas in this regard. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the days of God are three. One of them is the day that Imam Mahdi will start his revolution. The second is the day of Raj'ah. And the third is the hereafter. Or Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq, in another narration says that whoever does not believe in Raj'ah and return is not from us, and he is not a true and Shia and follower of us. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations. Oh.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Iran Radio. This is a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us. This is Asma. I am very much honored to be here. And then, like always, we have two very dear guests, Brother Atta and Brother Muhammad Javad. So there's a ritual, and I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Thank you very much. This is Muhammad Javad, and thank you for having me in the program. And, well, I'm a PhD in applied linguistics.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. I'm Brother Atta. Very happy to be here. I've got my PhD in media management.
Well, that's amazing. So we're going to have a very beautiful discussion today, I guess. Well, as for today, we are going to talk about something which is very much, I guess it's both, paradoxical. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about laugh and the effects of laugh and what are the things that we would get from laugh. Like, mm-hmm. if somebody laughs in front of me, would I come to decide directly that they are happy people? Would it be a sign of happiness, really, or no? It's just a distractor for me to forget about a deeper cause for sadness.
Well, I think it's not really that simple to say that, for example, this is the cause of grief in mm-hmm. that person. It could be actually a
Many
simple
things.
Laugh, right?
Yeah.
A simple laugh, right, that the person is happy. But it could also be attributed, in fact, to many other, you know, mental states, right? So, you know, whether you laugh or not, this is also a kind of question that a long time ago, scientists would have only attributed it, in fact, to only human beings, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And even in logic, you could have read something yes. like that, like a long time ago, right? But recently, you know, after modernism, you know, with lots of rigorous empirical research, scientists have found out that this is not really peculiar or unique to human beings. Even animals would do so,
yeah.
like elephants and apes or chimps, right? So laugh is not only limited or confined to human beings.
This is
what we have to say, yeah. in fact, at the beginning, yeah. you know, to agree.
But it's very interesting. Like the word laugh has mm-hmm. always been connotated and connected in our mind to the yes. concept of happiness.
Happiness, that's right.
But we already know that sometimes okay. it's not. Like, I had many people coming into the story mm-hmm. of my life.
Yeah.
I met them. They were so, at least they seemed to be very happy.
Okay.
When they laughed,
yes.
they made you laugh.
Uh-huh.
But then when you went into their life and you started to know them, you right. recognized that they have some very, very, very catastrophic life.
This is the controversial irony of the modern world.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the lives of so many comedians who have committed
yeah,
suicide.
Charlie Chaplin mm-hmm. would be
yeah,
an example.
Yeah, in the Hollywoods, for example, you could see that so many of the comedians have committed suicide.
Robin Williams
is the best
yeah.
example. That's right. And so many other celebrities, you know, just look at this irony of the world. I cannot believe that. The people choosing them as selecting them, you know, on the social media as their role models, all these quote unquote fake celebrities just laughing on the screens, you know, here and there. That's right. The social media, you know, they become a trend. Even the laughing, they're laughing, you know, that's right. The people imitate them. The laughing star. And at the end of the day, you
and
can see.
And today, in today's world, it's actually not restricted to only celebrities. Like,
yeah,
there are many influencers on
right.
the media, and you would see them. They would show you this very happy side of their life,
right,
the very
yeah.
bright
just,
side.
Just look at what's happening
truth.
Backstage.
But you
just look
their
at what's happening backstage. Mm-hmm. Just very reminding me of a short clip which I saw myself. A couple, okay, they were going to make a video or something for the social network. Just look at their screen with a selfie format. They were laughing. And when they're putting down the cell phone, you know, they were separated, angry, just, yeah, yeah, melancholic faces you could see over there. So there must be a reason for why the religion of Islam has differentiated between smiling and laughter.
Mm-hmm. Is it bad to laugh?
I mean, the more you laugh in the fake way, the more you are concealing or hiding your problems.
Well, no, that's very problematic.
Yeah, I think so. Because
if you go to nature,
yes,
and if you're with your family,
mm-hmm.
you're sitting on a boat and
right.
you're going on a lake.